Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis, leave, 32nd Daf of Maseches Zvachim. We're actually by the Lamed Aleph on the Beis, by the beginning of the new Perek. We begin the third Perek today. So the third Perek starts off like this. Kol HaPsulin, anyone who's Pasul, any Pasul person, Sheshachatu, who does the Shechita, Shechita Sankshira. Shechita's kosher. Why? Shechita Kshira, because Shechita's kosher, Bizarim, with Zarim, what's a Zar? A Zar is a non Kohen, Ubinashim, women. Spend a little time on that. What? The Tosfos and Chulin points out that a female Kohen is not allowed to do Avodah. You know, from besides Shechita, from the Kabbalah and on. But yet, the Mishnah just said, Ubinashim. So what's the difference if it's a Kohenes or not? So Tosfos just points out that a female Kohen cannot perform Avodah that male Kohanim can perform, yet women can perform Shechita. Right? Fascinating. Right? And Tosfos further points out, well, it doesn't say the Gemara is going to raise that issue. It says, "Kol hapsulin sheshachatu." If they did it, that's mashma only b'di'evet, right? And then it says, "Uba avadim, uba tmeim, v'afilu kachay kachim, v'afilu kachay kachim, even kachay kachim." The Gemara is going to say that all the people on this list can do it lichatchila, except for a tamei person. It's a gzeira. Maybe he'll touch the, he'll cause more tumah. That's why it's written in the lashon of b'di'evet. B'nei Hanami, a woman lichatzila can do shechita. Ubalvad shlo yetimein nogin b'basar. As long as the tamei person doesn't touch the basar. Okay, so there's a lefikach heim psulim b'machshava. They can pass the machshava. If they have the wrong machshava, they will pass those. The kulan, all of them, okay, we'll stop right there. Okay. Let's do the first Tosfos. You'll appreciate this Tosfos, Mati. You'll appreciate this Tosfos. It's wild. Yeah. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that women are allowed to shecht karbanot. That's what the Mishnah said. And the Gemara is going to say, it's even lechatchila. The reason why it's written in the lashon of b'di'evet is a tamei b'di'evet. Look at Hilchos. Says Rosh Tosfos, the Gemara muchach. The Gemara makes clear the nashim, the first Tosfos of the parak, the nashim shochatos that women can shech afilu lichatchila, even lichatchila. Hazitnan, that which it says sheshachatu di'evet. The Mishnah seems to imply it's b'di'evet. No, that's because Mishnah Debar limits it to tameim. That's because we included the word tmeim. The lechatchila lo. Lechatchila, they shouldn't do it. A tummy person shouldn't do it. But ain't nachanami, a woman's lechatchila is allowed it. Velo kamar mishum de boy lemis de nashim de tani beresha. Nothing to do with women. Listen to this. Mikan tshuva. Here's a tshuva. Lemashakasa behilchas eretz Yisrael. Here's a tshuva to what's written in the Sefer called Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. De nashim lo yishchatu. That women shouldn't do shechita. Why shouldn't they shechita? Because they should die in kala. Because they're lightheaded. They're not so adept. Whatever it is. Everyone to translate that? Women shouldn't do it. That tells us this is a raya that they're wrong. That sefer, from what I understand, was not talking about karbana. That sefer was talking about Sam the butcher shop. Sam the butcher shop, women shouldn't do shechita. Nothing to do with karbana. That was written. We'll get to it in a few minutes who wrote that sefer. The Tosfos says, Tosfos was in the 1200s, 1100s. Tosfos is right. There's a sefer out there that says women shouldn't do shechita because daitan kala. It goes against the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah. Then he says, "Ba'od kasov b'hen." It's also written in that sefer, shachut v'lo beirik. If someone made a shechita and didn't make a bracha, or v'arum sheshachat, or a person made a shechita not wearing any clothing, sheshchitatzo psula. Shechita is no good. V'nira, Shehem Chumras Ba'alma. That's Chumras Ba'alma. Shehaya Omer Osa Chacham, that Chacham wrote, Shekasav Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the author of Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. That's his Chumras Ba'alma. Now, who wrote Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? The Rabbi Yonis and Eibshit in Simon Aleph of Yeridea. Simon Aleph of Yeridea is Hilchas Shechita. Not for Kabanos, for the butcher shop. Hilchas Shechita. So in Simon Aleph, this discussion is brought up because the Machaber Paschim's women are allowed to Shechita. So the Machaber Paschim, so the Kreti, which is Rabbi Yonis and Eibshit, has a discussion about this Tosvos and this Mishnah because it's clear that women are allowed to Shechita for Kabanos. So as the shechita for kavanos, why can't they do shechita in the butcher shop? And the Yonatan and Aibshit says that the sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael was written by Eldad Hadoni. Who's Eldad Hadoni? Eldad Hadoni lived in the 800s. He claimed he came from one of the 10 lost tribes and had this book called Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, which had a mesorah that was lost to the two tribes. He had a dispute. He had what's the word? What? He had an issue. What? Machlokes. You want to call Machlokes with Rav Tzemach Gaon in the year 871. And this was the guy. So when I yesterday I was showing this to Michael Proctor. So I said, what does it mean when he calls him Osa Chacham? Is it Chacham being sarcastic? That Chacham said these crazy things. Or was he? No, he's a chacham. It happens to me. Things in there we don't really hold for. I don't know the answer. What? He's out of his mind. He's out of his mind. Right. I don't know. What? He just wrote it on his own. Right. I don't know. I don't know what the upshot of the story was. Like he came. So therefore, what? So he claims in the shade of a dog. So therefore, what? I don't know what the upshot of that story was, but it's just fascinating. Tosis goes out of his way to quote a book that was probably not held from anyway, probably was not known with Goyrich's book anyway, to tell you, hello, don't be Goyrich that book. Don't pay any attention to that book. That book says things, it's chumras, it's not true. Right? Did that happen today? Somebody puts out a book that's on the cutting edge. They're going to go out of their way, but don't read that book. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It depends who wrote it. If the person who wrote it to somebody, they go out of their way to say not to read it. If the person's a nobody, they don't bother with it. No, they only ban a book if it's written by a somebody. If it's written by a nobody, they ignore it. Only when you're a somebody, and now you wrote, then they have to ban it. Somebody didn't ban it, they just said it's humorous. The whole thing is fascinating. Fascinating. Okay? Very good. Now, We're going to get to that. That's the whole doc today. Forget women. What about tummy people? We're going to get to that. Now, listen to the next toast. One of these, like, you know, toast has to come up with a kid. So next toast. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that a tummy person is allowed to shech also ubilvad shlo yehi tameyim nogin b'basar. Make sure the tummy person doesn't touch the basar. Right? So the tummy person presumes. For the whole machlokas, what kind of tummy person are we talking about? But whatever it is, so presumably he has a knife, tummy person, he's matam of the knife. Now, when he shechs the animal, what happens? Says the Mishnah, make sure he doesn't touch the basar. Says Tosfos, look at the second Tosfos. Mefarish b'Gemara, the lichatchila ain shochetin. Lichatchila, again, tummy people should not shech. Women lichatchila, they can. Tummy person can't. Why? Shema yiga b'basar. Maybe they're going to touch the basar. Now, the question is, we know that food can't become tummy unless it first gets wet. Right? How's this meat getting wet? Oh, so the blood from the animal is what is making... Oh. Well, 1 second. So at the same moment, right? It also says, the dam kudshim. Even though Dam Kachim. Eino Machshir. It doesn't make something ready to become Tameh.
Why not?
Because it's a special dispensation that liquids of the Beit HaMikdash are not Machshir, which raises the question, how did all the oil in the Beit HaMikdash become Tameh by Hanukkah? dam kodjim eno machshir. That's one of the Hanukkah questions. So Tosfos answers that chibas hakodesh machsheret. Chibas hakodesh. The chashivas, the chibas is love. The love of the Beis HaMikdash made the big machshir. Not sure what that means. What? That means that since the dam is treated with so much respect and so much excitement, it has the ability to be machshir, even though the rule is that dam kachim is not machshir. That's one answer. Second answer will give you more crazy. Look what he gives. Look at the second answer. Oh, or kishavira binar, you took the animal, you put it in the river before you shafted it, a carbon. Vadayin mashke tofechale, and it's still soaking wet.
So therefore,
just telling you what Charles has said. Charles has so many times will come up with a case that's so far fetched to make it fit. So far, all the Charles will do that. Russia will never have a thing like that. Almost never will have such a far fetched thing like that. But fascinating. Okay, next. The kulan. I'm on the first word of lamed beis lamed beis. The kulan and all these people that are tamei shikiblu es hadam, the makabel the dam chutzlus mano v'chutzlum komo, outside the time, outside the man, which by the way they can't do because they're not kahanim. So in sorry, in yesh dam hanefesh, if there is enough blood, life blood back in the animal, yachzor hakosher v'yikabel, let somebody else's kosher go ahead and do it. Now, Mishnah is going to say, Mishnah is easy now. Kibel hakosher, if a kosher person accepts the blood, v'nasan l'apostle, he gives it to a apostle. It doesn't have to be Yisrael. It could be one of his neighbor has a Kohen has a mum. He didn't realize he has a mum. So he gave it to him. So what do you do? Yachzor l'kosher, yachzor l'kosher, give it back. It doesn't ruin the whole thing. Give it back. Kibel b'yamino, if this guy's holding it in his right hand, v'nasan b'smolo, and for a few minutes he puts it in his left hand by mistake, yachzor l'yamino, put it back in your right hand. Kibel b'kli kodesh, if you put the blood into a kli kodesh, v'nasan l'kli chol, and then you, by mistake you put it into a kli chol, yachzor l'kli kodesh, put it back into a kli kodesh. Nishbach min ha'kli ala ritzpah, if it's spilled out from the kli onto the floor, v'asafo, and you gathered it up, kosher, that's fine. Nasno agabe ha'kevesh, if you put the dam on the ramp, which doesn't belong there. Oh, elo shelo keneged ha'yisod, not near the beit, doesn't belong there. Nasan es ha'nitanin lamata lamailan, if you put what's below, above, v'es ha'nitanin lamailan lamata, or what's above, below, es ha'nitanin bifnim bachot, if you put what's inside, outside, v'es ha'nitanin bachot bifnim, or what's supposed to be outside, inside. When I say outside and inside, I mean in the outside is in the Azara, and inside is in the Kodesh, where the small Mizbeach was, where some animals, where some blood was sprinkled. If you did any of these mistakes, in Yishtam and Efesh, the Akshar Kasher V'yikavo. If you have any more blood available, go redo it. In other words, it doesn't ruin the Avodah if you have more blood available. Just go redo it again, that's all. So the Gemara says like this, Shachato, if you shechted it, that implied Dieved in L'chatzil lo. Only for the Eved should you do this. Only for the Eved should you have an Eved or an Isha or a Tamei person being a Shochet. Raminu, wait a minute, I have a Kasha. It says in Parshat Vayikra, in the fifth Pasuk of Parshat Vayikra, it says, Vishachat, right? It says, the Pasuk says like this, it says, Vishachat es ben habafel l'snashem. Then it says, Vihikrivu b'nei Aharon. All of a sudden, b'nei Aharon are thrown in by Vihikrivu, which is Kabbalah, halacha. So, shchita b'zarta. You see from here, that shchita is kosher with a zar. Sha'shchita k'sher b'zarim, u'b'nashim, u'b'avadim, u'b'tzmeim. Shchita is kosher with everybody. Ba'filu kachay kachim. Even for kachay kachim. Why? Because that pasuk is talking about Ola, which is kachay kachim. O'eino ela b'kahanim. Maybe not true. Maybe it's only kosher with kahanim. So the Gemara says, well, Amarta of the Chimei Ein Basa. Where are you coming from? Mechlal Shenemar. Since it says, Ve'ata, Ubanecha, Itcha, Tishmeru, Ez Kuhunaschem, that the Kahanim are in charge with you know, making sure that the standards of kahuna are maintained, l'chol davar ha-mizbeach, regarding anything regarding the mizbeach, yachal, I would think, af b'shchita, even shchita, tamad lomar, that's why the pasuk says, in Vayikra, perak aleph, pasuk hey, v'shachar es b'rbakal afnei Hashem, and the very next words are, v'hikrivu b'nei Aharon, the kabbalah v'eilach mitzvahs kahuna, only from kabbalah and on, does it have to be done with the kohen. Limeid ala shchita, shekshar b'chol adam. Really? What do you see from here? That any person can do shchita. Now, the Torah doesn't say b'diavad l'chachila. The Torah says any person. So the Gemara says here, right? Hu adin la'fil l'chachila nami. Even l'chachila, any person can do it. Any person. There's a whole law of this. What is shchita? Is it part of the avoda? Is it not part of the avoda? Is it just a hechsher for the avoda? It's not really an avoda. Since it's not really an avoda, it can be done by anybody. However, you should just know, having said that, the first of all, the Cheshek Shlomo says that if you're bringing your own carbon, why would you not do shchita? If you're bringing your own carbon to Hashem, why would you not do shchita? What do you mean? So go learn it and go do it. 100% you should do it. 100% you should do it. What? Ein echinami. There's some that held that. What? I think that probably doing shchita is probably easier than that. What?
Hi.
What the Cheshek Shlomo says is that we can see in a few minutes. Shchita is the hekesh to shchita to smicha. Smicha, the Rav for sure does. So do smicha, but you want to do shchita. Now, having said that, the Rishonim point out that if it's a carbon tzibur, then the Yisraelim, Zariz, whatever, should not do it. As a matter of fact, the Rashi says that Rashi in Yivama says that if a zar is shech a carbon tzibur on Shabbat, he's chayav skila for violating malacha of shah on Shabbos. While the kahanim are allowed to shech on Shabbos before Shabbos, the musaf, the carbon tamid, they're allowed to do that. So why can't it be Yisrael? Shechit is kosher bizarre. No, the Rashi says it's chayav mitzvah. The Be'iri says the same thing. The Be'iri says that by the carbon tamid, it was part of the lottery that the kahanim gave out. Who's doing that voted today? What do you mean? If we'll pick anyone off the street, let them go do it. The answer is no. By Kabbalah Sibur, it was different. But by Kabbalah Yachid, or not? You don't know how to do it. I understand. If you could do it, what's the, you're better than someone else. You're better than a shliach. If you could do it. So the Gemara said, you're right. Mishum, the Kabbalah Lemitni, Tmeyim. He wanted to mention Tmeyim. The Lechatchila, lo. Lechatchila, a Tamei person should not do the shchita. Why? Gzeira shema yigu babasa. There's a gzeira, maybe he'll touch the basa. Okay? Tosfos asks, whatever, this is gzeira. There's a gzeira, he'll walk onto the grounds of the Beit HaMikdash. He's in a very, very precarious spot. Okay? Because we're going to see in a few minutes, a tamei meis is allowed to go in Machna Leviya, which is up to the Shar Nikanor. You remember that picture? A tamei meis is allowed to go in the Machna Leviya, certainly in the Machna Yisrael, a lot of walk in the city of Jerusalem, right? The Tamei Meis is allowed to go to the Machna Leviya. They can't go into the path to Shar Nikanor. Why don't we make a Gzeira? Maybe what? Maybe the guy will go onto the grounds of the Har Habayis, onto the Machna Shechina. His mom is right there. As a matter of fact, brings the Raya, that the Gemara in Yuma, that Ben Zoma said, that Torah people should go to the mikvah before they go on to Machna Shechita, because maybe they'll become Tamei. Oh, Chumrah. He also said, if somebody's Tamei, and walking onto the Machna Shechita gives them Kares, we'll never do that. We don't have to make a clear for that. People are careful. To make the meat Tamei, that's not a good thing. You don't get Kares for that. Nobody can eat it. If you eat it, you get Kares taka. But there's no abatement, maybe it's an aveir in some kind of, you know, preventative way, shouldn't make me come it. An aveir, if you do that, doesn't make it clear. Okay? Therefore, Tana Shashakto, back in the Gemara. Therefore, since for a tame person, it's only a bidyevet. Therefore, the Mishnah writes it as a bidyevet, but in a chanami, everyone else is lekatira. Okay? That means, David, any person can do shechita, a woman, an eved, all these people can do shechita lechatzila in the Beit HaMikdash. Except, a tame person, only be the eved should do it. Lechatzila should do it. Why? He cannot make the meat tame. Okay. Right. The Gemara is going to answer that question in about 5 seconds. He's going to say it's very long night. Long night. What? It's 22 Amalei. What? Now, wait a minute. V'tame da'avid shafir dummy? Are you telling me that a tame person can shafir? It's okay. V'di'evid, it's okay. V'rminu. Wait a minute. It says v'samach v'shacha. You have to do smicha, and then you have to do shchita. Ma smicha b'tahorim, just like smichas can only be done with Torah people, av shchita b'tahorim. So shchita also can be done with Torah people. Your question's coming. So the Gemara answers, no, midrabanan. That din's only midrabanan. Okay? What din's only midrabanan? This whole din that tamei people can't share, that's only midrabanan. Midrabanan, they can. So the Gemara says, maishna smicha, why are we so machbid about smicha? The chsiv, it says, l'fnei Hashem, shchit and ami chsiv l'fnei Hashem. Right? Why does smicha have done with the Torah person? Because that's l'fnei Hashem, shchit all of it says l'fnei Hashem. So Gemara says, well, efshad the other b'sakhen arbukha. You could use a long knife. Right? B'shachit. You have a long knife. You'll do smicha where you're allowed to stand. Then they'll take the animal to the tafon, to the azara. You have a very long knife, and you can do shechita. No, because we're going to see in a few minutes, the animal has to be next to the mizbeach when you, for some of them, it can't be there. No, the heichal is where the mizbeach is, the menorah. The azara is kahana. Yeah, it's different azara. That little thing is azara Yisrael, then the azara is kahana. Ezra's kahana, it's called. What? Right. So if you're in the Sinai, you can't go in because you're tame. You need a very long knife. Really long knife. Exactly. How practical this was, I don't know. We are. It's one of these theoretical discussions that Lamaisa is very unlikely that someone had a knife, 20 arm a knife, 40 arm a knife, 40 feet and a 40 foot knife. It's not so common. And be able to shuffle, they're right. It's a little difficult. You have to be a person of immense precision. Okay. But we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the theory. What? So the Gemara says, so therefore what? Smicha nami. Smicha also. Efshad dema'ayil yodei v'samich. Why can't you stick your hands in through the shar nikinor, your tame? So what? Stick your hands over the gate, onto the animal, do smicha right there. No. But you could be that. You can't go past the gate. So put the animal right in the gate, stick your hands out, do smicha. No. You're going to be right at the borderline. Right. Yes. I think yes. Yes. No. Right. So on the border. So the Gemara said, can't do that. You know why? Kasavar. Shebia b'miksas shmei bia. Sticking your hands in is not enough. It's too. Sticking your hands in is a miksas, and that's considered if your whole body's in there, your tummy. So you can't go there, right? For smicha can, yeah. Right. So the Gemara says, therefore that's not an option. It's not an option to do smicha like that. It's not an option. Rav Masni, Rav Chisda Masni Ibcha, Rav Chisda is just the opposite. It says, V'samach V'shachat, Mas Shechita B'tahorin, just like Shechita can only be done with a Torah person, As Smicha B'tahorin. So to Smicha can only be done with a Torah person. Mai Shna Shechita, why is Shechita different? The Chsiv, lifnei. It says lifnei Hashem. Smicha nami ksev lifnei Hashem. Smicha also says lifnei Hashem. Right? So, what's the question? So the question is, so what's the question for that? What's the question? What does that mean in English? What? So he didn't learn that. He learned different. Yeah. What? So that's only derabanan. It's only derabanan. We said it's only derabanan. So chitza mas nifcha. It says v'samach v'shachat. I'm back on Amar Aleph. Mas shchita b'tahorin. Just like shchita can only be done with a tahor person. Af smicha b'tahorin. Ma'ishna shchita. Why can shchita only be done by a tahor person? V'chtiv l'fnei Hashem. Okay. So if a tamei person can't go into the azara, he can't do shchita. Smicha nami k'tiv l'fnei Hashem. So what the heck is shchita to them? So Gemara answers, Efshir dema'ayil yadei b'samech. You can stick your hands in. Obviously, if you hit the hole, that bias b'miktas is lo shmei bia. So the Gemara answers, well, shchita nami, efshir de'avid sakin arucha v'shachin. Shchita, you can do it a long night. So what's the big deal? Okay? So the Gemara answers, Hamani, who is the author of this brisa? Shimon Hatimnihi. It's Shimon Hatimni, a new shita. The Tanya. The Brisa says like this. V'shachat es ben bakal lefnei Hashem. V'lo ha-shochet lefnei Hashem. V'shochet doesn't have to be in the Azara. He can be outside. Shimon Hatimni, Omer. No. Menayin shiyu yadav shel shochet lefnei min ha-nishchat. How do you know you have to be inside the Azara? Talmud Lamar. V'shachat es ben bakal lefnei Hashem. Shochet es ben bakar yehei lefnei Hashem. The shochet also has to be in front of Hashem. Okay? Good? Okay? Very good? Excellent. Now, we are going to discuss the topic of this whole concept of Bia B'miksa. To go in a little bit, are you considered in there or not? Amar Ula, Amar Rish Lakish. Ula says in the name of Rish Lakish, Tomei shehichnis yado lifnim. If a tomei person sticks his hands into the azara, loke, you get malchus for that. Why? Shenemar, because it says v'chol kodesh lo siga, and the pasuk continues v'al hamikdash lo savo ad malos yemei tahira. A tahor person is not allowed to go onto the ground of the beis hamikdash. Makish bia l'negia. We make a hekish touching to going in. Ma negia to mikdash. Just like if I touch part of the animal, part of a meat piece of meat, I make it tamei. Shmei negia, bia. B'miksas shmei bia. So too, a partial entering is considered entering, and therefore, if I stick my hands in, I am over this avira, and I get kares for that. Okay. Okay. Now. I'm going to just... Well, I'm sorry, Malchus. I'm sorry, Malchus. Okay, fine, Malchus. Okay. Now we're going to ask a question. We're going to get to the Metzora. Because the Metzora stuck his hand and his toes into the Azara. We're going to get to that. Before we get to that, we have a few minutes of introduction. You ready for this? The Machnas Shechina. Okay, where's the Machnas Shechina? It begins at the Ezras Yisrael, and it goes till the Kodesh Kedoshim. Okay? A Tomei person, no matter why he's Tomei Sheret, is not allowed to go there. Okay? The Machna Levia is from the entrance of the Har HaBayis until the Shar Nicanor. That's called Machna Levia. Who's allowed to go there? The only people that are not allowed to go there are people that are tamei because something left their body. For example, zav, a zava, a yoledet, a nida, a mitzora, what left is bad. No, mitzora is even worse. Mitzora is worse, not a mitzora. Zav, balkeri, a nida, a yoledet. Well, what about a tamei meis or a sheretz? They're allowed to go there. Right, that's the whole discussion regarding going on to the Harabai today. Because if you're going in the Machna Levia, right? If you're going in the Machna Levia, so you're Tamei Meis. Everyone's Tamei Meis. Right? That when you were born, the doctor touched you, he's Tamei Meis, you're Tamei Meis. And we don't have a paraduma, so you're Tamei Meis your whole life. But the minute you're born, you're Tamei Meis. Nobody realizes that. The doctor touched you, you're Tamei Meis. The problem is, if you're Tamei Meis, you're allowed to go Machna Levia. Right? So if Chief Pesach Frank says, well, everybody's a stuff, let's say if someone's a Balkeri, they go to the mikvah. That's all you have to do for that. We're going to have that in a few minutes. Suffix Zav. That's what Chief Pesach Frank says. You're a Suffix Zav. You hear this? You're a Suffix Zav. Yeah, that's a little bit of an extreme case. We don't even know what a Zav is. What? What? Right. By the way, you should just know that the Chachamim will go there. The Chacham will go there, it's in the Rabbana now, so you don't get cards for this. The Chacham will go there that a Tomei Meis should not even go onto the Har Habayit from the Chael and on. Where that is, I don't know. I don't even know if anyone knows. But now you just, even if, so if you want to hold from this Chacham, this area of the Rabbana, we've extremely restricted where you can go now. Right. That's the area of the Rabbana. That's not a card for that. Yeah. Well, we know where it was. We have a basic idea. We might not know where the Azara started. We might not know. But like, there's no Shiloh that the Silver Dome is a place that a Tomei Meis is allowed to go in a Torah. There's no Shiloh about that. It's way too far away from the Machne Levia, Shar Nikanor. Way too far for that. You want to say the Chael's already over there? That's already, I don't know. Okay, now, Machne Yisrael is the city of Yerushalayim or any walled city. At the dinner of Machne Yisrael. Okay. So far, so good? Now it gets complicated. There are three types of people that are Tomei. There's a person who's Tomei who did not go to the mikveh yet. There's someone who is Tomei who went to the mikveh who's waiting for nightfall. Such a person is called a Tful Yom, right? A Tful Yom is Tamei regarding Truma, Kajim, going on to the Beit HaMikdash. And the third one is someone who went to the Mikvah. He waited for nightfall, but he has to bring Karbanos to become Tahar. Such a person is, who are those people? A Zav, a Metzora, or Yoledet, or Zava. They're called B'chutzrei Kippurim. So they're allowed to eat Truma. But regarding kachin, they're still not allowed to eat kachin. Okay? with that introduction, we're ready to go. Ready? Here we go. Ezer of Hoshea Le'ula. Hoshea asked Ula the following question. This is a mitzorah. The eighth day, halach is by mitzorah, on the eighth day, he has to undergo a procedure where he sticks his toes and his thumbs over the Shar Nikanor. It's a special dispensation from the Torah. The Torah says you're allowed to do this. He's coming. The Torah says it's okay. This is an exception. He sticks his toes and his thumbs through the Shar Nikanor. There's blood there or some kind of sprinkling done. And then at night he'll become Torah. Now, the eighth day of this guy is Erev Pesach. So he's allowed to eat the Erev Pesach at night. At the Seder, even though he's coming right now, because he's going through the purification process. Okay? Now, Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Shalom, Leos Be'erev Pesach. The eighth day falls out on Erev Pesach. However, on Erev Pesach, Vira Keri Bo Bayom. He's about Keri also. That day. By the way, it doesn't have to be in Avera. His wife went to the mikvah the night before. So he's with his wife, right? He's with his wife. But now he has to go to the mikvah also. So v'taval, he goes to the mikvah. Now the problem is, he's a tzvul yom. Amru chachamim, so the chachamim said, afal pi, She'ein tvul yom acher nichnas. We would never let another tvul yom go on to the Har HaBayis for this. We would never permit it. Why? Because a tvul yom is not allowed to stick its toes into the Azara. Not allowed to. He has to wait for nightfall. This guy, nichnas. Him will let. What? The Gemara will, what? He can. But at the Seder, he'll be tar. Right? So that's not a problem. So the question is, Apal Pisha Eitz V'Yom Acher. Nifnas, who would never let a Zav, let's say a Zav, who would never let a Zav go onto the Harabayit right now, right? Zeh, this guy, Nifnas, him we're going to let. Why? Because Mutav Shiyavo Asay, Shiyeshbo Kare, let's allow the Asay, if you don't make a Korban Pesach, you get Kareis, right? So let's let the Asay of Kareis, V'yitche Asay, Shiyeshbo Kareis. And it'll push off an assay that doesn't have courage. Which assay doesn't have courage? A Balkari going on to the Harabai is putting his full yom. There's no courage for that. Okay? That's a good question. What about Pesach Sheni? Yeah? Assay with courage. That's the Gemara say. Now, 1 minute. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Dibar Torah, wait a minute. Bina Torah, there isn't even an issue over here. I feel, let's say, Ebo. There isn't even an issue here for a Tful Yom from a Keri not to be an Ar. That's not even a Zeraisa. How do I know that? Shnara, because it says, V'yamod Yahashaphat, V'kal Yehuda, this is King Yahashaphat, right? Years and years after Har Sinai, right? Years and years later. V'kal Yehuda, V'yushalayah, Beit Hashem, L'tnei HaChatzer HaKadosha. They were standing by the new Chatzer. So the Gemara says, my Chatzer HaKadosha? What do you mean, the new Chatzer? They made new rules today. They made new rules. They said, Tzvul Yom can't go on to the Machan Livia. In a Torah? Of course they can. Yoshava made a rule they can't. Okay? Okay. So, okay, fine. Now, here's the question. We're going to get to the question here. Bia Marta Bias Mixas Shmei Bia. If you hold that Biat Mikdas is Shmei Bia, Heichi Ma'el Yada Yudeh B'Bahonos. How can he stick his hands into the Azara? EDVED, right? Going on to the Harabayit and eating the Korban Pesach, I say Sheish Bokaritsu. They're both Aseis, they have Karit. So why are we after this? Amalei, the answer's back, Mitunach. Your burden is not a burden. I mean, it's not a question. Shiny Mitzorah. Mitzorah is different. You know why? Hovil v'hutor litzarato. There's already a special heter that a Mitzorah is allowed to go on to the Harabayit. Stick his thumb and his toes. So we're already allowing it. It's a big deal. Hutor l'kirio. So let him go on because he's a Valkyrie also. It's a difference. Anyway, he's allowed to go. He's there already. That we said is a special dispensation from the Torah. He's allowed to go. So he's already allowed to go. Thing it worse for the guy? Doesn't make any sense. He's already allowed to go. Okay? So once he's allowed to go, that's why only in this case will we allow it. Because a regular Tzvul Yom is not allowed to go. So, well, there's an assay of Pesach. So what? You have an assay of courage to go on to the Harabayit. Mitzorah? Well, him we're going to let because he's allowed to be there anyway. What? What's the local? Right. No, I'm saying the assay of Pesach. Right, before Mitzorah we let. Why do we let? Because the Mitzorah is allowed to do this. So the fact that he's also a Tzvul Yom, big deal. Big deal. He's allowed to go there anyway. So the fact that he's a Valkyrie, he's a Tzvul Yom, why should that prevent him from going on there? He's allowed to go, what? So the Gemara doesn't think that. The Gemara doesn't agree with that. What? I don't know. So the Gemara is saying, since he's allowed to go because he's a Mitzorah, he's allowed to go because the fact that he's a Valkyrie can't make it worse. It can't make it worse. Would we say this if not for the Korban Pesach? Probably not. What if it's Erev Shavuot? probably wouldn't say that. You know why? There's no karis about Shavuos. There's no karis about Erev Sukkot. The guy wants to bring a carbon re'iyah. Probably would not say this. Then he's not going to eat the carbon Pesach. Oh, so that's a kasha about Pesach Sheni. Then I don't know. It could be. I don't know. Maybe go the next day. I don't know. You mean what? He was sick the 8th day, so he went into the 9th day? No. I know, the problem is there are Pesach. There are Pesach. Right. It's a Tulyon. What is it a mix? It's a Tulyon. Right. Okay. Amar of Yosef, Kasavar Ula. You see from here that Ula holds. Listen to the following thing. What if Ruban are Zavim? Rove of Klai Yisrael are all Zav. How that happened, I don't know. Vinasu Tmei Mason. And then after that, they all became Tmei Mason also. Right? So, Hoel, Behotru Litomason. Since we're allowing the Karban Pesach to be brought, everybody's Tmei. Hotru Litomason. They could also, the fact that they're Zav won't prevent them from bringing the Karban Pesach. It's the same exact case. Right. So Amalei Abaya, wait a minute. Tuma Ishtri Zivolo Ishtri. Right? That doesn't make any sense. Which came first? Everybody was a Zav. Then what happened? Then the Melech died. Everybody went to the Levaya. Everybody became something else. Which came first? Tuma Zav. You don't push off the carbon based on Tuma Zav. You only push it off the carbon. So what do you mean? Tumah Zav came first. That does the same thing. The guy was in Mitzvah first. Then we'll allow him to go. That's backwards. Right. That's what he's saying. Everybody was Tumah Zav. Then everybody was Tumah Mace. Ooh, great. Now that everyone's Tumah Mace, we don't have to wait until Pesach Sheni. What do you mean? It was Tumah Zav first. That doesn't count.
Well, no.
Only Tumah Mace. Right, that hotcher b'zav, that hotcher b'meis. So the Gemara says, "Amalei dil mahakamamis." Here's what he said: "Mahakamamar Ruban tamameis, Rov were tamameis. Then benasu zavim. Then after that, they became zavim. Now it makes perfect sense. Hoel v'hotcher l'tumasan. Since what mattered is for tuma, hotcher l'zivasan. Amalei in." He said, "You're right." Says Abaya, "Vakati lo dami." It still doesn't. It's still not comparable. You know why? Mitzora dehteiruhu. So is allowed to do this. The heter. Hoel the ishtri. Tuma dechuyahu. Tuma is just dechuya. Lahai lo itchi. Lahai lo itchi. We allow it for mita. We don't allow it for zav. It's not the same thing. Okay? We'll stop here. It's right in the middle. But we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow morning. And right here, Amalei Rava. We'll stop here and we'll get to the answer. And everyone have a very good day. Who? For what?